The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in Erev and Daf Chavavim Beis, the beginning of the third perek, the Mishnah says, Bakel, with any type of food, any food item, ma'arvin, you can make an erev, u'mishtatvin, you can make a shituf, chutz min hamayim min hamelach, except for water and salt. Water and salt are not considered to be mazayin, they're not considered to be food items, what's negated to this halacha, and therefore they're not eligible to be used for erev and shituf. Rashi learns that the erev in our Mishnah is referring to erev chatzeres. What's an Erev Chatzeres? So the emes is that if a person has a mokum which is a Rishus HaYachid, either because it's naturally a Rishus HaYachid, or else he went ahead and he put up a Tzuras HaPesach, or a Lechi, or a Kaira, or all the different Tzikudim which are mentioned in the first two Prokum of Erevin, so that mokum is a Rishus HaYachid, and you're allowed to go ahead and carry in that Rishus HaYachid whatever you want. Now, if there's another Rishus HaYachid adjacent to that Rishus HaYachid, so b'meila, you can carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, because midaraisa, the only place where it's also to be metaltal, is from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Chazal added that one is also not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, or a Karmelis to Rishus HaYachid, or a Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis, but midaraisa, once one is in one Rishus HaYachid, one can carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, no matter who owns them, no matter what type of Rishus HaYachids these various Rishus HaYachids are. However, Chazal made a takana, and Chazal asserted carrying from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, from my Rishus HaYachid to your Rishus HaYachid, or from my Rishus HaYachid to our Rishus HaYachid, a gzeira that if a person is going to carry from a Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, he might inadvertently carry from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRam. And as Machlokes Rishonim, exactly how the gzeira was structured, how the gzeira was made. Rashi says that if I'm going to carry from Reuven's Rishus HaYachid to Shimon's Rishus HaYachid, so therefore I'm going to get used to this musig of carrying Mirishus L'Rishus, and if I carry Mirishus L'Rishus, so who I did I'm going to come to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRam. According to Rashi, the Iker Takonas, Iser, which needs an Erev Chatzeres to be Materit, is the same if I'm carrying from one Bayis to another Bayis, or from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, and the same exact Iser is if I'm carrying from a private Bayis to a public Chatzer. Because according to Rashi, the gzeira which Chazal made in order to protect Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim has nothing to do with the fact that I'm carrying from a more private domain to a more public domain. The pshat is that since, conceptually, I'm carrying from Reuven's Rishus to Shimon's Rishus, I'm carrying Mirishus L'Rishus, since I'm carrying Mirishus L'Rishus, so therefore Chazal said, that's dangerous. If I carry Mirishus L'Rishus, who I did I'm likely to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, because that's clearly two different Rishus. So in Mele, Chazal asked every carrying from Rishus L'Rishus, or to Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. According to Rashi, the Iser of carrying from a bias to a bias, or from a bias to a chotzer mishur tefes, is exactly the same. And fakert, in Rashi you can even say that it's more basic, the iser from carrying from bias to bias, than from bias to chotzer mishur tefes. In other words, it's more basic the iser to carry from Reuven's bias to Shimon's bias, than to carry from Reuven's bias to a chotzer which belongs to Reuven and Shimon. Because when I'm carrying from Reuven's bias to Shimon's bias, that's clearly mirshus l'rishus. It's from mine to yours, from Reuven's to Shimon's. When I'm carrying from Reuven's bias to a chotzer mishur tefes which belongs to both Reuven and Shimon, so that's from mine to our, one could hina, well, Reuven has a shtickel of yad over there. So l'chayr, the iser is more basic in carrying from Reuven's bias to Shimon's bias than to carry from Reuven's bias to a chotzer which belongs to Reuven and Shimon. And the Avodah Zarah says it like that. That the Iker Gzeir was Bayis Labayis. It's more Iker the Gzeir of Bayis Labayis than the Gzeir of Bayis to Chotzer Mishur Tefes. The Rambam, on the other hand, seems to say Faketz. The Rambam in Hilchos Erevin says, Perek Aleph Halachah Hey. Lefikich Tikein. So it's going on Shleim HaMelech. Shleim HaMelech is Mesak and Erevin. Shekol Rishus HaYochid Shetichalik B'diyurim. That any Rishus HaYochid which is separated by the people who dwell there, the Yoichel's Kol Echod VeEchod Bar Rishus LaAtzmai, that will be part of the Rishus HaYochid which is individual. This is Reuven's bias and that's Shimon's bias. The Yeshua Rimenu Mokim Birshus Kulon, the Yad Kulam Shavaboy could go in Chotzer Labatim, and you're also going to find a Chotzer, which is owned by many people. Shenachshav Oyse Mokim Shad Kulam Shavaboy, Kilushus Arabim. We should consider the public area like a Shushal Arabim. The Nachshav Kol Mokim and Mokim Shochazboy, Kol Echom and Ashkenim, the Chelke La'atzmai Shu Bil Vadrish Zayachitz. That's a place which is owned by one person, that should be considered like a Rishus HaYochid. The place which is owned by everybody, that becomes like a Rishus HaRabim. The Osir Lahaytzi Mirshus Shecholak La'atzmai, the Rishus Shayat Kulam Shavabai, and it's also to carry from the individual's Rishus to the Rishus where everybody owns together, K'may She'ein Maytzi Mirshus HaYochid, the Rishus HaRabim. So the Rambam seems to say that the basic zera was that if we're going to look at the parts which are mine as mine, and the parts which are ours as the Rishus HaRabim, and we should not carry from mine to ours, because that has a certain aspect of Rishus HaYochid, the Rishus HaRabim. So according to the Rambam, the Iker Isser was from Chatzah Shal Yochid to Chatzah Meshutefes, and then because of that gazera, they were meisif from Reuven's bias to Shimon's bias. Even though Reuven's bias and Shimon's bias, each one is owned only by one person. In fact, the Be'er Halacha and Siman Shin Ayin brings a sefer Sheshanim L'David, that the Sheshanim L'David wants to say that could be according to the Rambam to carry from Reuven's bias to Shimon's bias with Takabi Mutter, because it's Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. L'mayis be'aloch comes out now like that in the Shitzer Rambam. And the Rambam Avada holds the bias is also usher. But what we umazba so far is that the reason why Chazal or Mesakin, Erevin, the Indian of Erev Chatzayrus was because to protect Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim. According to Rashi, the Gzeir is Mirshus L'Rishus, and that's how we protect Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim. According to the Rambam, since within Rishus HaYochid there are some Rishus HaYochid which are more Yochidic, and some of them which are more Rabindic, so therefore they started the Isser with going from my house to our Rishus, because that's Yochid to Rabindic, to protect Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim, and they added, according to all the Achrayim, come on, all the Achrayim, they added also the Isser to carry from Bayis Shal Reuven to Bayis Shal Shimon. So what does the Erev do? So the Rambam says, Umahu Erev Hazeh. So what is this Erev? Hu Sheyis Arvu B'Maychel Echot. That everybody puts a piece of food in the same bias. She's arvu b'maychel echot, that they mix together. Right, the lashon of erev is to mix. Right, like erev to mix. They mix together. All the people what they're going to lose through the erev is their individuality. The reason why this is my rishus and this is your rishus is because this is my makom, this is your makom. This is my makom, this is our makom. However, if we all become one big happy family, so to say, if Reuven and Shimon mix together to become a joint unit called Reuven Shimon, and all the people in this chatzar, or in this city, or in this area, join together to become one group, they're all mixed together, so then no longer do we see Reuven's property as being Reuven's, and Shimon's property as being Shimon's, and I'm carrying from Reuven's Rishus to Shimon's Rishus. But since they all live in the same house, so Reuven and Shimon are in this Arev together, they mix together, they become one group unit called Reuven Shimon group units, and therefore we no longer see the lines which divide their individual properties as this is Reuven's property and this is Shimon's property. So the lashon of the Rambam is Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, she is arvu b'maychel echot she minichan ois v'erev Shabbos, that they mix together with food that they placed there before Shabbos. Kaloimar, and it's a heker. Avada, everyone understands that this is the Reuven's house and that's Shimon's house. This is Reuven's house and that's Shimon's house, and this is Reuven and Shimon's chatzar. But since the Zera was that if I'm going to carry from Reuven to Shimon, or from Reuven to Reuven and Shimon, so we deher that as a shus to shus, the Eir of Issachar call it's a heker. It's there to be a heker to remind us that we cannot carry from here, from just because we carry from Reuven Rishus to Shimon's Rishus, we should learn to carry from Rishus to Rishus of Chas V'Shalom, come to carry from Suyach Rishus to Rabbim. But the pshat is, it's a heker, and the way the heker works is that it's ma'arav everybody together. That after the heker, we look at it like everybody is one big group, one big happy family, one big unit, and therefore we no longer see, about it's a heker only, but we no longer see after the heker the dividing lines between the different diyarim in this chatzar. Kalaimar is like the Rambam, Shekulanu mu'uravim, v'oichel echad lekulanu, we're all mixed together, we all eat, have the same food, v'enkel echad mimenu chelek shus bechaveray, and we don't divide ourselves one from the other. Look, we're all the same way. We are all together in this place where we all have food and we all exist over here. We all live over here and we're mixed together in this area. And by doing this action, sachakol, it's a heker. It's not a real matter, it's a heker. Uva ma'isezeh, lo yavoyu litois, people will not make a mistake. Ula damais, and to think, shemuta lohoiti lahachlim shazayachal lichasaram. So the Eruv Chatzeres is a heker, and the heker is that we all mix together in this mocking. Rashi says in the Mishnah that a person's mind and a person dwells in a place where his food is. So therefore, if we all have food in this particular makam, so therefore we all become one unit, and therefore we no longer see the dividing lines of Rishuyos. Now that is what Eruv Chatzeres is. And we also see how the word Eruv, mixture, defines Eruv Chatzeres. Eruv Chatzeres is called Eruv because we mix together through the food that we put in, through the food that we put in the same location. It's done with food because food defines where a person is, and that is why it's called Eruv, and that's why it's done. That's why it's done through food, and we can use any food item except for Mayim and Melach. The Rambam in Hilchos Eruv Tavshilim, it's in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav. So the Rambam asks, why is it that Eruv Tavshilin is also referred to as Eruv? What's being mixed? What an Eruv Tavshilin is, that when Yontif is Friday, so Vibalt, you're not allowed to cook mid-araisa from Yontif to a weekday. So in order to reinforce that Gzera, Chazal said you can only cook on Friday Yontif for Shabbos if you already started cooking from Erev Yontif. And that food which you started cooking for Shabbos on Erev Yontif, we set it aside, and that's called an Erev Tavshilin. As long as that food is in existence, one can now cook on Yontif for Shabbos. What does that have to do with Erev? What's being mixed? The Rambam in Perek Vav Mehilchos Yontif says nothing's being mixed. The Lama Nikra Shema Erev. So he says like this, that the same way the Erev which we make in Chatzeres and Muvois is a heker. That's what it is. It's a heker. It's there to serve as a reminder that we should make us not carry for Shoshiyach Rabim. It's a heker. So therefore, since this food is, since this tavshil is put down as an Erev Tavshilin, it also serves as a heker to remind us that it's mutter to cook on Yontif for a weekday. So therefore, since this is a heker done with food, and this is a heker which is done with food, therefore they're both called Erev. They're both referred to as Erev. That's what the Rambam says. So really, nothing's being mixed, according to the Rambam, Erev Tavshilin. And the Magen Mishnah assumes, who are the Erev Tchumen, that nothing's being mixed. However, since it's a heker being done with food, so therefore, they're both referred to by the word Erev.
the Ravid argues, and the Ravid says that the word Erev does apply both to Erev Tavshilin, and the Magid Mishnah adds Erev Tchumen. He says that the reason why it's called Erev is because we're Ma'arev Tzorchei Shabbos im Tzorchei Yontif La'asoyson V'yachat. Since when you're cooking on Friday, you're cooking together for Friday Yontif and for Shabbos, you mix together your Shabbos preparations with your Yontif preparations. So since the fact that you put down this Tavshil from Erev Yontif allows you to go ahead and to mix together the Yontif preparations and the Shabbos preparations, therefore it's called Erev. In other words, it's called Erev not for what it is, but for what it accomplishes. The Erev Chatzeiros is called Erev because what it is. It is an Erev, and it accomplishes Erev. It's a mixture of everybody living together, and it accomplishes this Erev that it tears down the lines between the Rishiyos. Erev Tavshilin is an Erev by what it accomplishes. It allows you to ma'arev your Tzorchei Shabbos in Tzorchei Yontif. The Magid Mishnah says that by Erev Tchumin, it works the same way. Since after the Erev, you can walk where you were unable to walk earlier, it's ma'arev, what was asar and what was mutar, it mixes these two areas that you're able to walk, so therefore it's referred to as Erev, because again, it's mixing these two tchumen. The Rambam learns that it's called Erev because it's a heker which is done with pas, and the Ravid says that both by Erev tchumen and Erev tavshilin, there also something is getting mixed. Our Mishnah says, "Bakel ma'arvin u'mishdatfin." With everything you can be ma'arv and mishdatif. Rashi learns that our Mishnah is referring to both Erev Chatzeiros and Erev Tchumen. That both Erev Chatzeiros and Erev Tchumen can be accomplished by any type of food item. And because you put down that food item, this becomes your dira. Since this becomes your dira, by Erev Chatzeiros, as we mentioned, it makes all of us look like we're one big unit. By Erev Tchumen, the way it works is that we say, oh, this is where you live, and therefore your Tchum Shabbos starts from here. Your 2,000 Amos in each direction start from where you have put down your Erev. Taisus argues, and Taisus says, that our Mishnah is only referring to Erev Tchumen, and Taisus holds that Erev Chatzeiros must be done only with pas, that the only food item which one can make an Erev Chatzeiros with is pas, and lahalacha, we paskin like Taisvis, that an Erev Chatzeiros can only be accomplished with pas, and it cannot be accomplished with any other food item.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.